Hi, guys. It's Real Talk with Tracy. What do I want to talk about today? I want to talk to you about saving and wasting money on food. Food, as everybody knows, has gone through the roof. I cannot get over when I go to the market and I pick up a little package of some kind of steak and it's $20 and I still have to cook it. Are you kidding me? Or I go out for lunch and I get a salad and it's $18.50 for a chopped salad at lunchtime. OMG. So we can really piss away all of the money that we should be saving in retirement by not saving money and not watching what we're spending. So I wanted to talk about some of the things that I do, and I wish I would have done this all along. But I gotta tell you, at 60 now, we're closer to retirement. I'm looking at the money closer. We're trying to put the maximum in the 401ks, the IRAs, every year. And we're trying to watch that we don't overspend. We do go out to eat quite a bit, but we're watching where we go out to eat, what time we go out to eat. Lunch during the week at my favorite Thai restaurant is $11.99 per person. Now, if I get a Thai iced tea, that's probably another $3 or $4. But if we go there at night and the portions to me look the same, you know, two of us with tip one night spent over $70. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, this food is good, but, you know, it's like noodles. This is a lot of money. So what I do now is I go Monday through Friday. I go to my favorite Thai restaurant if we want Thai food. And I buy the lunch specials. Sometimes I buy three or four of them. And then I bring them home. And I put them together in portion sizes. And we eat them for dinner. Like, one lunch for me, I can eat twice. So the $11.99 lunch for me, I could eat twice. So I'm eating for $6. And it's freshly cooked, like home style Thai food, which I absolutely love. Another thing that we do besides going for lunch specials is I, in particular, have joined the senior center. So there's senior centers all throughout the United States. I don't know about overseas, but over here in the United States, we have senior centers. And if you're 60 and up, you can join. And we pay a lot in taxes. And I found out that the senior center I go to provides a free lunch. Now, I always thought to myself, because I also do a lot of charity and giving in certain situations to different causes, I always thought, you know, we're the ones that feed other people. You know, we've been blessed and, you know, we're able to have a nice house and income and roof over our head and always had good jobs, etc. So we've always tried to be very giving, and always, if I see somebody that's hungry, I never deny them. I always buy them or give them food rather than money. Let's say, like, homeless people. But I'm getting off on a tangent. I'm sorry. But anyways, yeah. Okay, I'm back. I lost my trend of thought. See what happens when you turn 60? Jesus, I hope I'm not getting Alzheimer's. Okay, going to the senior center. The senior center I go to provides a delicious lunch. I would say 9 out of 10 times, it is really, really, really good. And the one time it's not, you know, Unless it's horrible, we usually eat it because we don't want to waste food. But I sometimes get it to go. I go and pick it up for me, and then I also pick it up for my husband. Sometimes I go there with a girlfriend and we'll eat there. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to meet other people, get out of the house, and also save some money. Another thing I do, I'm opening my cabinet right now, is I go to the dollar store. Why? I go to the dollar store because I love to get a deal. I've always been in sales. As a kid, I was working on the weekends when I was 8 years old, selling everything from jewelry to antiques, t-shirts, all sorts of stuff with my parents. They did swap meets every weekend. So I grew up selling, and I still love selling stuff, but I love getting a good deal. It makes me feel happy. So there is a product called Brunswick chicken salad with crackers, and they also make one that's tuna salad with crackers. I make sure that this is not being imported from China. I have nothing against China, but they do have different guidelines, and I want to be safe. So this is distributed by Bumblebee Seafoods in San Diego. Terrific. Okay, it has the calories, it has all the nutrition information. It comes with a can of 2.5 ounce chicken salad, which is already mixed with the mayonnaise and everything. And then it comes with a bunch of little crackers. And I buy this at the dollar store for a dollar. And I usually buy, I don't know, like 20 or 25 of them. One of the reasons I buy so many is that we live in California, and if there's an earthquake, these will last months. And I've looked up the nutrition background on these, and they're pretty good. Now, years ago, when I was trying to lose weight, which has been my whole freaking life, probably since I've been 10, I went to Jenny Craig. And one of the lunches at Jenny Craig was a little tuna salad kit that was packaged with the Jenny Craig name, but it was identical to what this is. And I think at the time, this was going back maybe 6 or 7 years. I think at the time, it was like $5 or $6. Okay, these are a dollar. So you could literally just eat this with a piece of fruit if you're not super hungry. It's a very light lunch, or you could eat it for a snack. They also have individual cereals like Honey Nut Cheerios and Bran cereals, a dollar. So I absolutely, I love the dollar store. I get a lot of good deals there. Then let's think about when you go to buy milk or almond milk or oat milk or coconut milk. Do you look at the price? When you pick stuff up at the grocery store, are you paying attention and looking at the price? Because some of these half gallons, not even a gallon, okay, a half gallon, are like almost $5 now. So it's really important to really open your eyes and look at what you're paying for everything. I want to tell you about Ocean Spray Cran Apple Juice. I'm not a big juice drinker. It's really fattening. But when I have friends over, I like to serve something. And I want to have, you know, an array of things to serve them. Coffee, tea, kombucha, which is pretty expensive. But Ocean Spray Cran Apple Juice, I get a 25 fluid ounce bottle at the dollar store. And it's Ocean Spray, so it's a brand name. I do not ingest things from the dollar store that are coming in from China or Taiwan. Will I eat cookies that are coming in from Germany or France? Yes, I feel pretty comfortable about that. But like I said, China doesn't have strict laws, the same laws that the same standards is what I'm saying. So there's been a lot of problems with what's in their food. There's been problems with what's in our food. Trader Joe's has had, I don't know, 5 or 6 recalls over the last few months. Excuse me. I gotta get some water. So anyway, hold on, guys. I'm sipping some decaf. I got Pure Life water, 6 of them. Dollar store, dollar each. So that's what I do. Do we go out sometimes and have sushi? Yes. But you could go out and look at what you're spending on sushi. We used to go for sushi and we would get 3 of these fancy rolls, you know, whatever the names are, house special roll, tempura roll, eel with avocado roll. And the rolls used to be pretty big and they were like $12. And we would get 3 rolls and they cut them up in little pieces and my husband and I would eat. And I really usually just drink water. Every now and then I'll have a Coke, but that's rare. I usually always drink water. And he drinks water a lot now too. We're trying to stay away from soda. So with tax and everything, the bill would be like $35. When we go back to the same exact sushi restaurant since COVID, and we ordered the identical thing, it is now $70. Okay, I don't want to spend $70 on dinner. I don't. Can I still enjoy dinner and not spend $70? Yes. So we went to one of our favorite sushi places the other night, and my husband said, oh, let's get the house special roll. And I said, babe, the house special roll is almost $20 now. It's like $18.50. They've cut down the roll so it's thinner. There's less in it. There's less toppings. It used to be this massive thing that was like really impressive. And now it's just kind of like small. $18.50. And I said, you know what? Let's not do the fancy rolls. Let's just get like a scallop roll, which is $8.50. A spicy tuna roll, which is $8.50. A eel roll, which is $8.50. And if we need more, we could always order another roll or two. So we had a great dinner. It was $39 instead of $70 or $75. And we were still able to go out. And it was terrific. And we went out and we felt good about it. And we thought, hey, let's stop and get some frozen yogurt. Now, I hadn't been for frozen yogurt in a very, very long time. And we went to Menchie's, which I like. So you walk in there, everybody's like really happy, really friendly. Welcome to Menchie's, really cute. They give like tasters. You could taste different yogurts. And you get a container. And so there's maybe, I don't know, 8 to 12 kinds of different yogurts. And so you put it in the cup and then you put the toppings and then they weigh it. So we used to go there all the time and we would get it to go. And we would always get, you know, you kind of pretty much know what your stomach can hold. We get pretty much the same amount every time. We'd weigh it. And it would be for 2 people, maybe $9 for 2. Okay, we went to Menchie's the other night. Guess how much? 2 frozen yogurts with some fruit and some carob chips. He had some nuts and some like little cookie crumbles or something. It was over $17. That's close to $20. And then they ask you to tip. Now, I try to be generous with tipping because people work hard and they hardly make anything. They're making minimum wage. And the rents here are astronomical. It's ridiculous. Try to rent a 2-bedroom apartment in Santa Clarita is maybe $2,800 a month for an apartment. So in Santa Monica, maybe $4,000 a month for an apartment. So how do people afford this? I don't know. And again, everything is out of control. So, you know, we already poured it. We looked at each other like, oh my God, this is crazy. We came home. We watched a movie. It was nice. We had the yogurt. We're not going to do it again. We're not going to do it again when we could go to the store and get a pint or a half gallon or something for like maybe $5 or $6. Why would we pay $17 or $18? And then I left her like $2. So it was almost $20 for yogurt. These are the kinds of things that you piss away your money on every single day. Nothing against Starbucks, but when you go out for coffee and spend $4, $5, $6, $7 on coffee every day. Some people multiple times a day. Some people multiple drinks a day. And then you talk to them and, you know, retirement comes up and they're like, oh, I'm not contributing to my 401k. I really can't afford it. You can't afford it? Well, do you have an employer that gives you a match? Oh, yeah, actually, my employer's really generous. These are some of the people I've talked to. My employer's really generous. Like if I put $100 in, they'll put in 50. Oh, okay. Up to what percentage? I think it's 6%. So if I put in 6%, they'll put in 3%. So it's basically like you're getting a 3% raise. You're getting that 3% for free and you're not contributing. No, I just really can't afford it. Okay, stop right there. If you're not contributing, I want you to go in tomorrow and sign up and start contributing. It's going to be pulled out of your check before taxes. You are not going to notice. And you have to diversify this because the stock market does go up and down. But historically, overall, the money's going to compound, which means you're going to get interest. And it's like a snowball effect. When a snowball rolls downhill and then it keeps gathering up more snow until the bottom, when it lands and it's a huge, big snowball, that's what you want. But it takes a lot of patience. It takes time. It takes consistency. I have to admit, there was years when the stock market wasn't doing good. I shifted my money into like a fixed account because I was so worried around 2008 because I saw friends and family and people losing money right and left. And I was really worried. But then I shifted it back in. And so now I'm diversified again. There were some years I didn't want to put the money in. It's like, well, it went down last year. Why do I want to take money and put it in the toilet? But you have to be consistent because over the long term, it works. And so it's really scary, you guys. There's so many people I talk to. They don't have a pension. We don't have pensions. My husband and I've worked 35 years. He's still working. We don't have pensions. We have IRAs and 401ks. We'll have Social Security. So it's really important to put the money away and ignore it. It is your safety net. It is your insurance for your future. As you get older, or even when you're younger, you could get an illness and you don't have the same get up and go and ability perhaps to make the same kind of money you were making when you were young. When I look back in my 20s, now I'm 60, but when I look back in my 20s, I think about the job I did traveling every other week. I mean, every other week for L'Oreal, I was either driving somewhere, usually far away, or I was on a plane flying somewhere far away, and then I was renting a car, and then I was staying in a hotel, and this went on for 18 years, and I did this, and I look back now, and I'm like, I can never do that now. I have an autoimmune disease, I have coronary artery disease, I have some things medically, and to be honest with you, I get really tired. So I could not keep up the same schedule of what I used to do. I think I would just, I don't know, pass out somewhere in the middle of the street. But I did it. And then after that, you know, a total of 35 years working full time. And I look at some of the things. I look at some of the times that I had to get up at 3 in the morning to catch a flight, to go to a different state, and then to get a cab. And then after the cab, to check into the hotel. And then after that, to go down to the floor and set up for the trade show. And to set up for 3 and 4 hours doing labor, setting up a trade show, and then meeting everybody for dinner because it was expected that you do that, that you be social. And then the next morning, getting up at 6 a.m., which back east for me was really 3 o'clock in the morning. And then talking to people at a loud trade show for 12 hours. And then again, having to go to dinner with everybody. And then doing it again. And day after day after day after day after day, maybe for 5 days. And just being exhausted. And I was in my 20s, 30s, and 40s. I can't imagine doing that now. Maybe for one day. Maybe I could do it for one day. But then I would probably pass out for 3 days. So what you need to do is you need to give yourself padding and you need to give yourself a nest egg. So when you get older and when things come up, you don't have to kill yourself and constantly work as hard as you did when you were younger. Because the truth is, none of us want to age and have issues. Nobody wants to get cancer. Nobody wants to have an illness. But stuff happens. And we have no control. We only have control over how we handle it. We don't have kids. We got long-term care insurance. And that means, God forbid, one of us need to go into assisted living. One of my very dear best friends is in a memory center up north in Northern California. She has Alzheimer's. And it's really, really bad. And she's only 68 years old. And she can't take care of herself. So she has to rely on somebody to take care of her around the clock. That is so expensive. So there's nobody to rely on but us. And so we got this policy and we got it 10 years ago. And we pay every year and it's expensive. But if something happens to one of us, the other person doesn't get wiped out. Our house doesn't get taken away. We don't lose everything because we have this insurance policy that covers that person up to almost $700,000 in case of could be anything. My husband worked with someone. He had a stroke. Terrible. He was in his 50s. He had a stroke. And he wound up passing away. But he could have lingered. He could have lingered like my grandmother, who had a stroke and lingered bedridden for 9 years. Okay, I would not wish that on anyone. And that's why I think that people should have the choice to be done if they want to be, if they're that ill, instead of just laying there for 9 years and suffering. I don't think that's right. But anyway, I'm getting off on another tangent. So there's all sorts of ways to save money, and I highly encourage you to do that. I got to tell you about another deal I got at the dollar store. I get these crackers. They're called Greta. Crackers with garden vegetables. I know they're not that great for me. It's a cracker. I know. But you know what? They're really good sometimes with hummus. And sometimes I get headaches and I take a little Tylenol and I need to have a little something in my stomach. They're made in Atlanta, in the States, so I feel pretty confident about it. Well, I looked them up online, and to order them was $5.99. Okay, I got the same size package at the dollar store for a dollar. So that's what I mean, you guys. You need to save everywhere you can. I don't like to scrimp and save on certain things. You know, if I'm going to a doctor or if I need to get something done, I'm not going to go over the border to Tijuana to get my eyelids done, okay? I needed to get my eyelids done because they were really heavy and they were ruining my vision. And luckily, it made me look better. So my eyelid surgery, luckily, was covered by insurance, and I got them done here. You know, right near where I live, by an amazing doctor who had amazing feedback. But even if I had to pay, don't skimp on stuff that has to do with your health. So there's things that you can skimp on and kind of cut edges on, and there's things that you shouldn't cut edges on, like plastic surgery. If you're going to do things, be super, 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 super careful. Be super careful. You don't have to go to the most expensive doctor. You could still find a good doctor. But don't do this thing that people do where you get on a plane and you hear about somebody and you fly to Mexico for a Brazilian butt lift and then you fall into a coma. Why chance that? It's, you know, anytime you go under anesthesia, you take a chance. So, I do my podcast because I really want to be helpful to you guys. And everybody learns through their own mistakes. I think we all do. I didn't have a set of parents that guided me the way a lot of people do. So I stubbed my toe a lot. And what I mean by that is I did make a lot of mistakes. And it's not that I failed. But at times I feel like, oh, I really screwed up. You know, we sold a townhouse that would be amazing to still have right now, along with our house. And I just figured, oh, we're trying to finish up school. We were both getting our degrees. We're both working full time. And we were in the negative $150 a month. I didn't sit there and think about, okay, in 20 years, this little townhouse is going to be incredible revenue for us. It was after the 94 earthquake. There was a lot of damage. Everybody was moving out. Everybody was scared. And we had gotten this house that I always wanted. I didn't want to be in a townhouse. I wanted a house with a big yard, which we got. And I said to my husband, let's just get rid of it. Let's just get rid of it. And he's like, okay. Such a bad mistake. But then again, I did not know better. So when you're making big decisions like that, really think it out. Really think it out and look at, how is this going to affect me in 5 years? How is this going to affect me in 10 years? How is this going to affect me in 20 years? How is this going to affect me in 30 years? Make a column. You know, the negative, the positive. And look at it from all different angles before you do it. If you're going to go and you want to buy a house or you want to buy a condo or something like this, crunch the numbers. Don't just jump in. Don't just jump in because someone gives you some adjustable loan, which in 5 years you're never going to be able to afford. And then you're going to have to lose it and claim bankruptcy. Don't do that. Pace yourself out. And look at what you can really afford. I am a huge fan of Dave Ramsey. I listen and watch his podcast on YouTube more than I even want to admit. I want to say a few times a week at least. He is a wealth of knowledge. He has guided me to where we're going to be in pretty good shape for retirement, God willing. And probably wouldn't have put away and been as disciplined as I was without hearing him on the radio many years ago. And also my grandfather. My grandfather, who always said, it's not what you make, it's what you save. Even if you make a little bit and you don't think you have that much money, you could always pay yourself first and put money away. And once you do, ignore it, you're not going to miss it. And so that's what I've done. Could I have done better? Possibly. But did I do enough that we'll be able to go into retirement and we'll be okay? Yes. And for that, I am thankful. And I am thankful that my husband works super, super, super hard as well. And he's put away. And he's also been extremely generous to his family, which I love that about him. He's such a great guy. So, you guys, always price things out. I was talking to my aunt, who lives in Monterey, on the phone the other day, and I was talking to her about dental implants, and she said, oh, we can never afford that. And I'm like, you guys live in Monterey. She said, well, in Monterey, the dental implants are $10,000, okay? I've never heard of such a crazy thing. My surgeon, who did my dental implant in my jaw, the tooth, it was $2,000, and my insurance paid for 50% of it. And I told her, and she was shocked. And she's like, I can't believe this guy that we've been going to for years, he charges $10,000 per tooth. I said, because you live in Monterey and they assume that you're rich and you have a lot of money. And if you spend money like that, you're going to go to the poorhouse. You know, everything is more there. If you get a gardener, it's more. Everything. We've had the same gardener for almost 20 years. Great, 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 great person. And his brother, his son, it's like a family operation. They come every week. Even when it's raining, it's unbelievable. They show up. And what do you think we pay per month? They do the front, they do the back. Every week, unless it's a holiday. It's $75 a month. He has never raised the price. Ever. And so for Christmas, we give him like a $200 bonus. We've given him some gifts over the years for his family. He always gives great service. If we need our trees trimmed, it's additional, but he always does a great job. And we want to give the money towards his family. We don't want to hire other professional tree trimming people when they could do just as good of a job. So anyway, I hope some of my little pearls of wisdom touched you, helped you. I appreciate being able to have freedom of speech after looking at YouTube videos about North Korea and realizing how brainwashed and how terrible life is for these people, that they know nothing. They can't watch stuff on TV other than about the leader who they perceive to be God. They know nothing about other religions. They know nothing about Christianity, Islam, Judaism, Hinduism, Buddhism. They know nothing but what the Supreme Leader tells them. They don't get to go to restaurants. They don't get to live the kind of the life that we get to live in the United States. And if you haven't watched videos on North Korea, please do, because it's an eye-opener. And you will see, even if you're living in a little apartment right now and you think life's hard, oh my God, they are being held prisoner. The whole society in North Korea, and they get to live their life this way. They will live and die without ever knowing God. They may live and die without ever going to a restaurant with friends, or going to a Starbucks, or going out for sushi, or going to McDonald's. Just your normal, everyday things that a lot of us take for granted that we get to do. We are so freaking lucky. Anyway, guys, sending lots of love and light. I went on and on too much, but I hope you got something out of this. Please follow me on my iPod. I'm tired today, guys. You can also follow me on YouTube at Hi Guys Real Talk with Tracy, where I've been talking a whole lot about the landfill situation that's in my neighborhood. Ugh, that's another story. All right, guys, have a wonderful week. Take care and watch your money and start putting money away for your future. All right, guys, bye.